Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
4 minutes past 10 on Racing Pulse. We've got twin meetings in Victoria today, Sandown Hillside, and it's a chock-a-block looking meeting as well. So big fields out there, and the delayed meeting from the hot day the other day, Swan Hill's also on, and Ray Huxley's going to give us the quaddy legs for Swan Hill, and Dino's going to take us through his thoughts for all of the eight races at Sandown today, starting with a delayed gentlemanly houred start at 1:45. We're going to have a chat to Tim Bailey in a sec. He's on the line now just to take us through the track condition. How are you, Tim?
I'm well, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, what are we expecting at Sandown today?
Yeah, we're on a good four at the moment, Matt. I expect we'll probably get an upgrade to a good three. You know, nice day, but not a lot of wind, fortunately. So I think it might hold that good four for a couple of races, but we'll certainly get an upgrade. 55 mils of rain on Sunday night and a Monday was fantastic for us and set us up nicely. So it's sort of nice given the ground and, you know, moisture all the way through. So I think all horses should appreciate the bit of giving it.
And you've pushed the rail out 4 metres from the classic meeting a few days ago?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Just gets us off that marking around the home turn. In the front straight, there's some really light scuff marking, but nothing that'll pay a penalty. And, you know, it certainly feels very even across, and I expect to race well and even with no bias.
Sounds good. Good on you, Tim.
Thanks, Matt.
Tim Bailey there taking us through what the platform's going to play like today, and I'm sure that sounds pretty good to Dean Lester. How are you, Dino?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Matty.
Big fields.
It's good. They're good races. I think it's a tough day. I think probably Flexi Quaddy might be the go, but a couple of other little bets. But, no, it's quite a good meeting.
Yeah, it does look that way. And the rail's out 4 metres from the Sandown Guineas Classic meeting a couple of weeks ago, so they're just protecting a bit of scuffing there.
Yeah, and ideal. Perfect rain Sunday for Wednesday, so you don't have to, water. Just watch the track improve. So I think, that's the confidence you can bet with, certainly how the track would be prepared.
All right, the first is a maiden over 1,400. The scratching's here in numbers 1 and, what do we got here, 1 and 2. I'll just take you through the top ones in the market, Dino. Dragon Time is the $4.20 favourite on fixed odds, number 3. Number 8, Red Santa, $5.50, equal second favourite with Turbo Fan. $6, Samorka, number 9. And then out to $7, La Petra, and $7.50, Paris Pike. And then double figures the rest. So there's quite a few in the market here.
Yeah, the one that's shortened up this morning or over the past 24 hours has been Turbo Fan, and I can understand that. He was a good run on debut. He ran fifth. He got held up at a crucial stage of the race, but I thought ran to the line well and some of the better late sectionals of the day. So it was a good run, and I just think the big track will suit Damien Oliver to ride, and he just looks a good action sort of horse with a bit of a future. First starter here of Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace in Red Santa. Has had two recent jump outs. Looks to go okay. Yeah, the most recent one at Cranbourne. He looked quite strong late in the gallop. So ready to go for 1,400 metres on debut. 3 Dragon Time. It's a good run last start. Blinkers came off. Hit the line hard. Will be competitive. And 13 Tarantello's got talent. Hit the line late also at Cranbourne. Bigger track in her favour as well. So competitive maiden to start the day, but I'll be playing the race around numbers 10 and 8. 10, 8, 3 and 13.
10, 8, 3, 13 in the first. The second is a class 1 over a mile, and the scratchings here are numbers 8 and 12. $2.60 favourite is number 2, Chief Altony, over to number 3, Hasselhoff at $5. Equal second favourite with Mahini, number 7. $6.50, number 10, She's a Sniper, and then double figures the rest, starting with Joe and Doe, number 9, at $11.
Yeah, look, I think Chief Elton, he should win today, to be honest. He's had the 7 runs. He's never missed a place. He's been beaten at his last 3, but or all 4 runs this time in. But first up, he was beaten by an informed sprinter in Whip Crack Away. Then he got on a wet track and ran terrific at a terrific race at Pakenham. And then his last 2 is beaten by New Choice, who then came out and won at Moonee Valley. And last start at Moonee Valley, he was just in an awkward spot. The leaders got away and gee, hit the line well. I think the big track will suit. I think today's his day, Chief Eltony, to beat 7 Meany, who's going well for the McAvoy Yard. Very consistent and will be a chance again. 3 Hasseltoff. He really laboured in the wet ground first up, but put a lot of that form on better ground, and he gets onto a dry track here as well. I think he'll be competitive, and maybe number 4 next best, Red Lion, who was right behind a horse that unfortunately broke down at Moonee Valley and just took him out of the race. He was eased down. Previous runs are certainly good enough for a race like this, but it should be Chief Elton these days, I think, Matt. 2, 7, 3, and 4.
All right, pretty confident there with the favourite, Chief Elton. 2, 7, 3, and 4 from Dino. Race 3, Deeney is over 4.
Only my mother calls me that, Matthew. You're in rare company.
It sounded too familiar, didn't it?
Yes.
The third is over 1,400 metres. The scratchings are 1 and 8. 4, Better Kick is a $3.50 favourite. 9, Yulong Command, $4.60. $5.50, number 12, Aswat. $7.50, number 2, Imperial Hilton. Kahili at $8, number 7. And Torbrek at $10, the first into double figures.
Tough race. 6 last start winners. So you've got so many different form lines coming off maiden wins. I was really taken with the debut win of number 2, Imperial Hilton. I thought just ran through the line well. Will be better for that experience. We'll certainly appreciate getting to 1,400 Craig Williams to ride to beat 12, Aswat, who was quite unlucky in a race where there were a lot of hard luck stories on Melbourne Cup Day at Flemington behind no restriction. Sweet Reply came through that race to nearly win the Sandown Guineas. And at least this filly's relatively fresh in her campaign. She's only second up. So I think they're probably a bit targeted at the summer racing. Had a little go at the stakes race first up. This is a lovely option second up. 7, Coley. He's a promising horse. He ran well on debut at Kilmore. He was good at Donald. He only won by a small margin over Seb Song, but they beat the rest easily. And I think he'll measure up here. And 4, Better Kick. If you're confident that he'll run 1,400, then he's a great chance. He's an on-pace runner. He was good winning at Wangaratta, but he does have that step up in distance. 2, 12, 7, and 4.
2, 12, 7, and 4 in the third. The fourth is also over 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 70, and we're going without numbers 6 and 9. Reasonably short. Oh, a couple really dominate the market here. $3.10 favourite on the fixed odds is D-Keeper, number 7 for Lindsay Smith. Metronome from the Mick Kent stable is $3.20, number 5. Then we get out to Lamu at $5.50, number 1. 2, Done By Me at $7. $8.50, Our Bird Song. And then we go double figures for the rest. So 2 appear to have a bit of a grip on the race, Dean.
Yeah, I certainly agree with D-Keeper. It's got a great winning chance. Was good at Donald, was held up for a run, ducked back to the inside and just missed. It was a good run. And 1,400 metres, she's had 3 goes for 2 wins and a second. So I think the extra distance should be okay. And she's a legitimate winning chance. I think there's a value runner in the race in number 10, Tavolo Gap. First up for Peter Moody. She was ended up over further last time in, but showed a bit over the shorter trips fresh. Third to Cabinho. Cabinho's quite a handy horse, and then she won her maiden, and then, as I said, tried over further. Tried well recently, and I think ready to go first up. She can run a race at a price. 2, Done By Me. 2 runs in have been sound. She's probably going to make her own luck here near the speed and getting up to 1,400 suits. And Our Bird Song, who was okay winning for the Moroni stable at Geelong last start. But I think the key runners for me is D-Keeper's a legitimate favourite and a good roughie in Tavolo Gap. 7, 10, 2, and 3.
7, 10, 2, 3. Tavolo Gap's been 21 into 10 as well. So there's been a bit of a move there. Over to race 5. This is over 2,400 metres, Dean. And the scratchings here, we've got 4 of them. 5, 6, 19 and 20. And market-wise, number 15, Mr. Jubes, is your $4.60 favourite. 3, Mighty Oasis at $6, out to $9, number 18, Lady in the Sky, and $10, number 17, Eaton. So this looks like a wide-open race.
It is, Matty, and so for that reason I'm looking for some value. The horse that he has actually shortened up a fair bit this morning is St. Eustace, number 8. But I can understand why. He's had 3 runs in. He was totally thwarted by a slow pace 2 starts back, and then probably much the same again at Kyneton last time out, but he had no galloping room either. And I'll just go back to his run. He ran 2nd in the St. Ledger in the autumn. 3rd in that race was Wahini Toa, who went round a short price favourite in a much stronger race on Saturday. So if you take that sort of as a form reference, I think St. Eustace is still at the double figures. He's over the odds.
Yeah,
to beat
He was bigger odds too, so he's into $11 now. Yeah,
he is. To beat Mighty Oasis, who I thought was a good improvement to win at Cranbourne last start, responded to a strong ride and won well, and the extra distance will suit. Nirvana's getting fitter. He's had the four runs in. Just the problem is he doesn't win out of turn. He runs very good races every time he steps out, but he'll be around the mark again. And Linda Lani, another one who actually came through that St. Ledger last preparation, and she's ticking over okay. She won at Bairnsdale last start. This is harder, but she's got a chance. But I just thought St. Eustace was over the odds, 8, 3, 4 and 14.
8, 3, 4 and 14. That's the first leg of the quaddy. When we sum up, I'll get you to work out whether you want to throw a few more in there. Over to race 6. This is over 1,300 metres. The scratching's number 14. Paddy Mac, number 3. $4.20, fixed odds favourite with the tab. Number 4, Campese, is $4.80. $5.50, number 9, Ariel. And then $7.50, 15, Toffee Doll. $8, Capital Zeus, number 7. And then we get right out the gate. So there's 4 or 5 under double-figure odds.
Yeah, I'm going pretty wide here, Matt. I'm going with Campese. I think this is a really good talent for the Archie Alexander stable. He won first up at Bendigo, beating Just Jake. It was a good effort that on that occasion. That was on soft ground. And then last start on Bendigo Cup Day, he had a wide, tough run, battled on pretty well there. Again, he'll need a good ride from the draw, but I think he can run well. The dangers, Paddy Mac, well, the Simon Wild stable are just flying at the moment, and this horse has trialled up really well and might be a really progressive horse. He's lightly raced, only having had the four starts, so I respect him. Ariel's a horse I've always had time for, number 9, and he resumes here. Looks to have trialled up quite well. 7, Capital Zeus, improving with racing for Lindsay Smith and out to the 1,400 suits. But, it'll be loading this leg of the quaddy up as well, Matt. 4, 3, 9 and 7.
4, 3, 9 and 7. Sounds like we're going a bit fat in the first two legs. Over to race 7. This is the third leg. We're going without 3, 5, 12 and 13. Moods has the favourite with Caffrey, number 6 at $3.60. Just Folk, number 16, is a $6.50 chance. 15, Bacchus, is a $9 chance. And then 14, Night Guy, $8.50, equal with Turbo on that line. Also $8.50. And then there's about three or four more that are just over double-figure odds. So, again, it looks like there's a stack of horses that have got some sort of a chance here.
Yeah, there are, Matt. But I think in saying that, the two with the best talent are the two at the top, Caffrey and Just Folk. And basically, it's come down to the fact that Caffrey's drawn 4, will ride the speed. Just Folk can ride the speed, but he's drawn 12. Whether he goes forward, they seem to be teaching him to just settle and run home. So for that reason, I'm going with Caffrey. I thought he ran pretty well in the race on Oaks Day for the grey horses, and it was a hard day to lead, and he battled on well. Just Folk certainly got a good chance. He's progressing this campaign nicely with every run. 9, Not Mine. This is an import that hasn't won for a long time, but he ran on Caulfield Cup Day. I think the ground was a bit soft for him. He's been freshened up. I wouldn't be surprised if he improved, because he had been trialling pretty well going into that, and this is a nice grade of race for him to improve. And 14, Night Guy, who's a long way into his preparation. If he's got another run left in him, he's certainly a legitimate chance. But going a little bit lighter here, but I could understand if you went wider, because there's a few there. An interesting runner in Bergamo, number 11, from the Besutton Young stable, looks to have trialled okay, reluctantly left it out, but it's next best. 6, 16, 9 and 14.
6, 16, 9 and 14. And then we come to the last, where there's a really, you mentioned Simon Wild, and probably the one that he's as excited about as anything at the moment is Charlie Rose. This is over 1,800 metres. The scratchings here are 1, 5, 9, 14, 17 and 18. And Charlie Rose, who's been super impressive with massive swooping wins this time in, number 16, is the $2.70 favourite on the big open spaces of Hillside. From 2, Scottish Dancer at $6, 8, Carry at $6, and then out to $11, Takumi and others. Three in a row for Charlie Rose, or is it not quite that simple?
Well, it's a bit of both. I think she probably will achieve it, but if she just might be looking for further. That would be my only little reservation, that she might be now looking for 2,000 metres. I think the way she's progressing, she could end up in a race like the Bagot by New Year's Day, the way she's going. And she's a good winning chance. I think she's the one to beat. I think Indiana Lily's over the odds here. She's ticking over well. She had no luck Oaks Day. She ran well in the Summoned again without much luck. They're much stronger races than this benchmark 70. She can run very well. 2, Scottish Dancers, back in class, back in distance. 5th run in his prep, and he's only ever had short preparations in the past, so that's the little query on him. And maybe number 8, Carrie, who had a Poor performance at Cranbourne last start. That was out of character. She'd been freshened up. She can bounce back. 16-10, 2-8.
16-10, 2-8 in the last. So how are we going to play this meeting, Dean? Let's start with the quaddy because we've already sort of hinted at how we're going to play it. What do you reckon for the quad?
I'll stake the quaddy with Chief Eltony winning race two. We'll just make him the best. Right. Race two, number two, and the values race five, number eight, and that is St Eustace. And the quaddy will go the first leg. I'm going to go 3, 4, 8. 9's the one I'm adding. Just You and 14.
Yep.
The second leg 3, 4, adding 6 King Magnus. 7's already in there. 9 and 15 goes in as well. Toffee Doll back onto a dry track.
Yep.
Third leg, 6, 9, 14, and 16. And the last leg, I think 10 and 16 are your main chances if you were going to take a chance, but I'm just going to take a smaller percentage quaddy because I'm putting in 2 and 8 as well. So 2, 8, 10 and 16.
2, 8, 10 and 16. All right. Hey, before we let you go, Jim Marconi, any reflections there on Jim who died a couple of days ago?
I just thought he was wonderful, that he was an owner trainer and he did it his way, and his way was very good. And he was a funny man to deal with as a jockey manager. I had some it was probably just before you were in the media, Matt, but when Cossack Prince won the Underwood Stakes and there was a protest and Trissaro got the race on protest and he was going to hand his badge in immediately and all that. And then he realised he had the Caulfield Cup favourite, so he better not do that. And dealing with him as a jockey manager, he'd say to you, "Where's your jockey? He's not riding work for me. He lazy jockey." And so then I'd send one of them down there and I'd say, "That all right, Jimmy?" He goes, "Oh, they go too slow on my horses. They don't go fast enough." So you couldn't win with him in the jockey ranks in that regard. But gee, he was a successful man and self-made. And I love the story that Carlo told of whatever he turned his hand to, he just made money out of it.
He was a freak, wasn't he? What just dawned on me when you just mentioned your take on it then is he did a Pagan before Pagan did a Pagan. He's the first of the... Jim Houlihan kind of did it too, but his link was a bit closer. But Jim Marconi turned no experience really into being a Group 1 Gallops trainer from the furthest part away from doing that as you possibly could, dealing in tiles and building and growing up in Italy. So he pretty much was the first to do a Pagan, I reckon.
Yep, and his horses always looked outstanding in the yard. They presented beautifully. He always bought great types of horses or bred great types of horses. He had just a wonderful dynasty there of the red, green and white hoops going around for many a year.
And like you, I always smile when I think of his rich Italian accent as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times I didn't understand what he was saying, but I'd still go along with him. So
and I can imagine his track jockeys didn't either. So, good on you, Dino. Good luck at Sandown today.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
At 24 past 10, we're going to really clip up Ray's look at the quaddy legs because I want Ray to spend 60 seconds talking about Jim Marconi, just as Dean Lester did. How are you, Raymond?
I'm very well, thanks, Matty.
Yes, he was quite a character, wasn't he, Jim?
I rang one day when Rancho Ruler drew barrier 16 in the Blue Diamond. I rang him for a comment and his wife said, "No, he's not here. He's gone down to tell the horse about the bad barrier." And, he was a character, but he had a remarkable eye for a horse, a remarkable eye for a horse. And he selected his own, and apart from Tara Zabulba, who he gave to George Hannon, that would have been interesting conversations, he was very, very successful.
When Carlo said this morning that Jim and George had a falling out, I thought, well, of course they did. The fiery Italian and the impossible George Hanlon, that was never going to last for all that one. All right, mate, let's. This is the Swan Hill meeting that was put off because it was going to be too hot, but in the end wasn't, so they did put it onto today anyway. Let's have a look at these quaddy legs. First leg is a 58 over a mile, Raymond, and there are no scratchings here. I'll just give you the first couple in the market. North Anna, number 6, is the $4.20 favourite from Fergus McGurgus at $5, and then out to $7.50, number 1, Paint the Stars.
Yeah, it's an open race. I thought North Anna, back on to its home track. Now, it ran a couple of very good placings here at Swan Hill over the 1600, and then at Kyneton last start, they did step it up to 1850. On a pretty slow sort of a track, and it just didn't run the trip. And as well as that, the stewards noted that it pulled up with a poor recovery. And I think today, getting back onto a good track and back to 1600 metres on its home track, as I mentioned, Austin Coffey's got a great record winning races here, and young Harry as well. So I think it might be the one to beat. Number 9, Wistfully, has had 2 runs since coming down to Victoria. The last one was better than the first, and it's in the very, very good Simon Wild stable. So I think it could be a danger, and next best 1 and 3, 6913.
6913 in race 4, the first leg of the quaddie at Swan Hill. Race 5 is the second leg. This is over 2,400 metres. Dante, number 2, is the $3 favourite. The 380, number 1, Easy Sheriff, and then out to $5, Sardana.
I think it's a match race between the top two, and I'm going for Dante. It did finish off very strongly to win its maiden at Wangaratta last start. It moved up on the home turn. You could tell it was going to win, and then when it hit the front, it raced away and won by about 3.5 lengths. It really hit the line strong, which makes me think that it shouldn't have any trouble running out the 2,400 metres here. It is by a Melbourne Cup winner, and its dam is by a Melbourne Cup winner, so it's certainly bred to get the trip. The danger, number 1, Easy Sheriff. He's a very, very consistent horse. A little bit more confident about Denty running the 2,400 than Easy Sheriff, but I think they'll fight it out. I go 2 and 1, and then maybe 7 and 3, but 2 and 1 mainly. 2, 1, 7, 3.
2, 1, 7, and 3. Over to race 6. This is over the flying 975. The scratchings here are numbers 3 and 9. Good luck to a few mates who are in Tiny Rebel, number 5. Favourite at $2.90 is Soweto Hayes at $2.90, number 4. 1, Honoreale is at $3.70. $3.90, number 7, Early Plea. And $9 for our mate's horse, Tiny Rebel, number 5.
I think number 4 will be winning here. I think he might be a good thing. Soweto Hayes, trained on the track by Nathan Hobson, who also has a tremendous record when he's on his home track. This horse is resuming from a spell. Now, when you look at its first up form, you say, ooh, 3 starts, hasn't run a place. However, there was its first start when it ran last, and the other and its second first up run was about its second or third run. The last time it was first up, it shared the lead at Sandown in a 1,000-metre race. Second round, the home turn, held on very well to run fourth, only beaten 2 lengths behind Peak and Final Man. That form would win this, so I think Soweto Hayes will be winning here, particularly from the good barrier, which is pretty important from the 975 here. Number 4 to win. Next best, we'll put in number 1. It showed good speed to win first up. And then 7 and 5. 4-1-7-5.
4-1-7-5 in race 6. The last of 7 is race 7, of course. The scratching is number 4. Coronel, number 5 at $4. Equal favourite with Isola Comachina, number 7. 8 Peddler is at $6. $8 number 3, Aurelius Hilo, Hero. $8.50, the old fella, number 2, Playmaster.
Yeah, I'm going with another Nathan Hobson runner here on its home track in Peddler. This fellow has had no luck at all recently. Back in October, he did run a very good second here over the 975. I think he just struggles to run 1,200 metres, I admit that. However, he has been placed 5 times over the trip without being able to win. He's got the 4-kilo claim for young Zoe Lloyd, and he's got a good barrier. He should have probably won at Dunkeld last start. He missed the start badly and finished up. He only got beaten less than a length. Look, he's got a chance in a really, really tough race. If he jumps cleanly from a good barrier here and gets an easy run, If he gets at the 1,200 metres, then he will be very hard to beat. But that's the worry, the last little bit of the 1,200. I go 8 from 5, 3 and 7. I think race 6 is the good thing of the day, Matty. Race 6, number 4, Soweto Hayes. I don't have a value bet. And for the Quadrella, I go the first leg 1, 3, 6, 9, the second leg 1 and 2, the third leg 1, 4, 7, and the last leg 3, 5, 7 and 8.
Beautiful, Raymond. Good work.
Good. Thanks.